Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Be engaged, stay engaged. That's advice State Senate Ag Committee Chairman David Givens offered a few days back to commodity group leaders as Farm Bureau hosted its annual legislative preview.
The recent presidential election and statewide elections indicate that the role of government is still being defined through this exercise of representative democracy that we're all participating in. And it's vital that ag interest, especially as we become more of an urban state, that ag interests make their voice heard by being actively engaged.
Givens noted that the latest census figure showed Kentucky has gone from a rural state to 50% of citizens living in urban-defined areas, all the more important for agriculture to clearly define its goals and needs.
Water is the next oil was a phrase that was used yesterday in one of our subcommittees as we were going through the interim joint committee process for agriculture. It's a valuable and vital resource. Farm Bureau is actively engaged in helping to maintain and preserve water quality, and we must continue to do that. At the same time, somewhere in the future, as we see environmental challenges, we're going to discover that water may truly be the next oil and one of the most valuable resources that our state has as we compete for business and industry with so many other states.
Farm Bureau is in the midst of its annual meeting this week in Louisville, today beginning the policy debate among voting delegates setting the ag agenda for 2013. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
State Senate Ag Committee Chair David Givens also makes the point that agriculture needs to be proactive as it approaches a number of issues like water.
It's so important that definitions are formed in a way that's at least not harmful to our ag community. And as we try to define what normal is for water, there's been a great effort made through investments by the GOAP and through some forward thinking in Christian and some other counties to say, we want to define what baseline is.
He was referring to a water monitoring project initiated by Christian County's Ag Development Committee. He says similar proactive work is underway through the Livestock Care Standards Commission, setting out approved best practices.
And I'm thankful and excited that Farm Bureau has been actively engaged in us getting out ahead of those questions via the mechanism of the Livestock Care Standards Commission. I'm looking forward to those regulations being promulgated very soon.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.